You're listening to SBS News.
Uncle James Whitty Welsh believes the hearing loss he suffered later in life was linked to the abuse he experienced during his time at the Conchella Boys Home in New South Wales.
Any time they got up behind you or anything, they'd whack you. They would close their hands and they'd come up behind you. In that sense, was just one of the traumas where I'd go through, and I'd say it has a lot of stuff to do with my hearing problem.
At the age of 8, he was taken from his family along with 6 other siblings. Now in his 70s, his experiences of trauma and abuse are among those shared in an animated story created by the Indigenous organisation, the Conchella Boys Home Aboriginal Corporation, which aims to educate others about what happens.
They were pulling me away, mother's breast crying. And I can still to this day feel the bloody tears on my arms that they out of my mum's eyes, warm falling on me.
The gap in Indigenous disadvantage in economic, social and health areas is well known, but a new report by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has found thousands of survivors of the Stolen Generation are even worse off. Fiona Cornforth is the CEO of the Healing Foundation.
The gaps in life outcomes, not just between survivors and non-Indigenous peoples, but between survivors and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who weren't removed, they're here now, they're stuck. You can't look away from them any longer. The trauma of removal has led to these circumstances.
The report reveals that when compared to other Australians, Indigenous people over the age of 50 are twice as likely to be impacted by a severe disability, while survivors are 3 times more likely. Survivors also report more serious mental health issues, and their chances for contracting diabetes are 3 times that of non-Indigenous Australians. They're also diagnosed with kidney disease at nearly double the rate of the wider Indigenous population. But there's also another far-reaching impact on the generations that follow. The report states there are also more than 140,000 adult descendants of the Stolen Generation, making up 36% of the entire Indigenous adult population. For many, the effects of that trauma are still being felt to this day. Harry Williams says he's still trying to repair the loss that followed his grandfather's removal.
For example, you know, I can't speak my language, I can't speak my native tongue, you know, we can't communicate like that. It's had a significant impact. So it's right now, I'm still meeting family that I haven't met before, and it's still trying to reintroduce yourself and say, you know, hey, this is who I am, trying to make that connection. And I know there's probably other family out there that I still, you know, haven't met.
Uncle Whitty recalls how his life spiralled in the years following his release from the Conchella Boys Home. He says the hurt and anger he felt about his own experience also damaged his family.
Screwed everything up into the sense that I didn't know what to do with my children because I didn't know how to be a family man.
Uncle Whitty is now the CEO of the Conchella Boys Home Aboriginal Corporation, and he's part of the campaign to educate people about the Stolen Generation and assist those impacted by helping them speak out about their own stories. Fiona Cornforth told the National Press Club this week that better measures are needed to close significant gaps across all key indicators. The Healing Foundation CEO is also calling for a broader intergenerational healing strategy to help both survivors and their families.
First Nations peoples must be afforded the opportunity to recover from the trauma arising from colonisation, brutal past government assimilation policies, and ongoing systemic racism. Stolen children lost connection to safe, loving, and nurturing families.
Alan Lee, SBS News.